So I'm now talking to Katie Ryan, the project coordinator for the Summer Arts Project for the Youth Offending Service. Katie, are you excited about the celebration this morning?
Very excited. I'm very proud and very excited.
And has everything gone to plan so far?
Yes, it's gone very to plan. Yesterday our moderator came from the Arts Award and he looked through all the young people's books and all their posters and all the work they've been doing, and he gave us a big tick. So we achieved, the young people achieved 9 Bronze Arts Awards, which is fantastic. So that's always a bit nerve-wracking because you've got today planned and you've got all your certificates and you think, oh no, what if they don't get their Arts Award? But they did, and he commented how thorough it was and how good all the young people's work was. So.
Brilliant. That's brilliant. So today you've got an exhibition of the work they've done and you've also got a film showing. What type of thing will you be looking at?
The film has been created by Jackie Bellamy. She's our lead arts practitioner this year. We employed Jackie really to kind of be a bit of a candid camera, be there all the time, be filming things, be documenting things, be taking lots of photos, and it's been absolutely fabulous because last year we didn't really have that professional feel of documenting the experience really. So this morning we're going to watch a film which Jackie's put together of everything that they've been doing. So it's when they went to Red Tape, it's got them talking to the DJs and producers, making their own tracks, it's got all the music in the film, is all their own tracks that they've young people have created on Logic, and somebody's, one of them has written their own song, a guitar recording. So we've got that, we've got film of them doing breakdancing, we've got film of them at Sheffield Live doing their interviews with each other, we've got film of them working really hard, we've got film of them doing percussion workshops with Inda Goldfinger, doing t-shirt design and street art workshops with Casper, doing lyric writing with Nate Gordon. It's brilliant really. It's a real kind of collage of everything that we've been doing, and also importantly all their views and everything about it.
So it sounds like it's been a really varied project.
Yeah, it has. We've tried to base it on music and the music industry, but it's not been just about music. It's been, so for example, we did the breakdancing because, you know, thinking about videos and things like that. We did the t-shirt design thinking about logos and merchandising. So we've tried to kind of make it more about the kind of music industry as well as just music itself. We've got quite a varied music taste of between all the young people, so that's been really good as well because it's brought some real different creativity to it.
We've been looking at some of the exhibitions, some of the poster work they've been doing, and they've been working on their icons, like celebrity icons, but obviously ones who are more relevant to them.
Yeah, key part of the Arts Award. The Arts Award has 4 different parts, so they have to take part in an art form, they have to experience the arts as an audience member, they have to research an arts hero or heroine, and then they have to show somebody else their skills. Something they've learned, they're the 4 parts. So part C is arts heroes and heroines. So the posters are absolutely great. They're just so vibrant and beautiful. I'm really impressed with them this year. So they each kind of thought about somebody they really admire, or so somebody's music they like, or somebody's films that they like, and they researched them kind of on the internet or on Wikipedia, printed off things about their life. Quite often it was learning their real name, because usually for quite a few of them, the name that the kids know them by is not actually their real kind of name they were born with.
You mean Dizzy Rascal isn't really called Dizzy Rascal?
Yeah, I don't remember his name now, actually, but Vibes Cartel isn't called Vibes Cartel, which Darian was quite surprised to find out. So that's been really interesting. And we've had Rihanna, we've had Vibes Cartel, we've had El Pacino, we've had Robert Pattinson, we've had Jason Statham, I think. I can't remember the others, but really varied film stars, music people, and they look absolutely great. There's glitter, there's pictures, there's information, and they're really proud of them. So that's been really good, because that's something they have to do for the Arts Award, but this year they're actually pieces of art in themselves really, which is really lovely. Yeah.
That's great. Well, look forward to seeing the film showing later on. Enjoy the rest of the morning and well done for all your hard work.
Thank you very much, and I'd just like to say well done to all the young people. They've done a fabulous job.
Thanks, Katie.